U.S. agricultural exports for this fiscal year are now forecast at almost $150 billion, far higher than had been forecast just a few months ago. What's behind that?
Seems like a broken record on this, but China for one.
Agriculture Department Chief Economist Joe Glauber, he told us.
You know, we're up in a lot of markets, but China's the big one that really pops out. And of course, that is tied to soybeans and grains as well. We focus, and rightly so, on some of the problems we've had with getting corn into China, but sorghum exports are up to China. DDG exports to China have come on strong as well. So China continues to be a very important market for feedstuffs, both grains and oilseeds. So that's been a big driver in these markets.
China is in the driver's seat for U.S. ag products and is now our number one customer, taking 19% of all the ag products we export. Its purchases from the U.S. so far this year are running 22% higher than this time a year ago. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.